Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, of course, we're all seeing and waiting for the other shoe to drop here to see what Israel does in retaliation or in response to Iran and their attack over the weekend. A lot of different scenarios possible. Donald Trump starts up his hush money trial, and closer to home, though, Californians now buying up guns after Border Patrol starts dumping thousands of migrants on the streets. This, according to the New York Post. Folks, are things better than, you know, they were when Joe Biden took office? I don't think so. And the other poll we saw earlier today, New York Times Siena poll, basically showing people are saying to themselves, hey, you know, maybe things were a little bit better when Donald Trump was in office. Maybe those years, you know, were kind of okay, obviously, compared to what we have today. But time will tell. And we're glad to be with you this morning here on this Tuesday edition, folks. Hour number three officially launched, officially ready to go here as we begin hour number three. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. Kyle Warren with you, of course. You can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we love to hear from everybody, and especially just want to give another shout out this morning to Lonnie, listening in Thailand, visiting actually from California, and listening on iHeartRadio to AM860. So this is great. It's the International Program of Mystery this morning, and Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going all the way to Thailand this morning, Denise. What do you think about that?
Well, yay!
It's pretty cool. I mean, it doesn't get much cooler. But here we are, and of course, there is a lot going on. We are looking at the possibility of what's going to happen if Israel retaliates. You know, I don't think we have any specific information about that, but some are talking again about these nuclear facilities, but they're underground. I guess they could attack whatever buildings are on top of the ground, that kind of thing.
Well, you really can't get to them underground. It has been said they're so deep that even bunker busters couldn't do it. But interestingly enough, the IAEA, Iran announced that they had closed those facilities. Now, I don't know what that means. And then the IAEA director has some worriness going on. It says let's see here.
Yeah, the IAEA, they're afraid that Iran, they're going to hit those
struck
things. Yeah.
Yes, that it has already been struck. And then an official from the Iranian Parliamentary National Security Commission says his country is ready to use a weapon we've never used before if Israel launches a retaliatory attack. So, in the background, there's lots of other things that are happening here with possibilities of what Iran is doing. Are they moving weapons and defenses and those kinds of things in country and in anticipation for what Israel may do or may have already done? You know, I think that Israel is going to be very savvy. The war cabinet's been meeting. I think they met 6 hours yesterday. Now, whether that's planning or discussing something they've already done or what's acceptable or whatever, we have no idea. I can assure you that whatever decisions that are made or whatever, they're not telling the United States anymore. They're going to play pretty coy with the United States.
Well, and with the United States being so adamant that, you know, the U.S. doesn't support any Israeli retaliation, basically, for lack of a better term, does Joe Biden or the people in the basement at the White House, do they believe for a second that that absolves the United States of any wrath coming from Iran or the terrorist groups? You know, if Israel does a lot of damage, they still hate America. They're not going to, oh, well, Joe Biden said he wouldn't help, so you guys are in the clear, and that's not going to happen.
This administration is not looking on a global case. They're looking at it domestically. As witness with what was happening yesterday with closing the entrance going into O'Hare Airport, people were having to bail out of their cars and their Uber cars and literally with their luggage walk to the airport. Same thing was happening with SeaTac, Seattle Tacoma Airport,
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. Miami had a small protest. I think there were about 100 people, but that lasted just minutes because the police were literally picking up these people from the streets and dragging them off. They were like, it ain't going to happen in Miami. So, but they tried. So,
well, it does
the
bother
Palestinian,
me.
Huh?
I was just going to say, it does bother me that you have so many people in this country that, you know, somehow have either drunk the Kool-Aid, they've taken the propaganda, or they literally are on the side of Hamas and Iran, basically.
Well, not only that, but the, you know, lower Manhattan yesterday, a couple of them were actually carrying a Hezbollah flag.
Yeah, it just it gets worse.
First protest that came out of Death to America that was by these Palestinians, if you can call them Palestinians, they may have been completely Hamas sympathizers, but in Dearborn, that was actually held in a Teamsters building. A Teamsters building.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Yeah, none of this bodes well at all, I hate to say.
Nowhere. And, you know... These protests keep people on a bridge, on these roadways, going to an airport. I don't know what they're arrested for, but it's unconstitutional to prevent people to move freely,
right,
to travel.
Indeed. Well, stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back. Much more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuesday edition continues, I think, to go along at, well, shall we say, supersonic. Well, how about warp speed instead? I think. And and it is Tuesday, which means that no matter what, yeah, we're not necessarily pacing ourselves here, folks. I think we're going full bore this morning, and I think it's for a reason. And we hope that you're coming right along there with us. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, yeah, again, we were talking about the possible retaliations here, but, you know, something else, though, too, and, you know, there are so many connections going on, not the least of which is Russia and Iran. I think you even mentioned before that Russia might be using some Iranian munitions and so forth mm-hmm. in Ukraine. So if in fact, Israel does attack Iran, can Russia become much more involved in another response against Israel, perhaps?
Well, they said they would, so we have to believe them.
Yep. That should be very ominous. I mean, you know, because we keep hearing this term, World War III, global war, you know, stuff like that, tactical nuclear weapon. You know, as you mentioned, Iran saying we'll use something we've never used before. It, you know, all these things, everything can change in a heartbeat as a result of this.
Well, you know, I said, I don't know, several months ago now, that Ukraine was actually fighting a war not just against Russia, but they are fighting it against China and Iran. Because of where these weapons are coming from. And now you have to throw in North Korea. Russia has a terrible time trying to find fighters, so they're virtually hiring them from any place they can get them, including Latin America, I might add. You really just kind of can't make this stuff up. But we're also seeing the same situation now with Israel. You know, how many piece parts of the weapons that Iran is using are coming from China or North Korea or Russia? So it's the same thing. And that clearly just needs to be out there. There was a time that, you know, Russia exported two things, weapons and oil. Mm-hmm. Well, but their weapons are always the long guns. They weren't necessarily ordnance. But now they have what, you know, who did they go to? Oh, yeah, they went to North Korea because they were out of ammunition. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So, they're both countries, Israel and Ukraine, are fighting the same enemy, and it isn't just one.
Well, when you talk about, you know, they're looking to get anybody, it kind of reminds me of the ancient days or something, where you'd be banished and you'd go off to a foreign land and you'd raise up legions to try to come back and right. You know, take over again or something, you know. But it seems to me that we're not talking about, you know, in this case, raising, you know, battle-hardened, divisions or things like that that would actually be professional fighters or be experienced. And it seems to me that that would start to fizzle pretty quick, and then that brings again in the specter of weapons of mass destruction to try to get the job done.
Precisely right. It's getting uglier. You know, desperate leaders do very desperate things, as we saw with Bashar al-Assad and chemical weapons. You know, as I said yesterday, the United States has abdicated its power, its diplomacy, its authority to China and to Qatar. What happened, you know, I mean, Biden came back. I mean, not came back, but he was, like, his first week in office, he said diplomacy is back. Well, how's that working?
Yeah, I would argue diplomacy never came back because they don't actually, there's no statesmanship going on and there's no clear vision. I arguably Donald Trump, being a novice for, you know, for all intents and purposes at international diplomacy, has a much better or had a much better during his tenure sort of a natural ability for this kind of thing, because he knows how to read people and is able to make decisions on things. But this is something entirely different we're seeing from Biden.
You know, I want to mention this before I forget, that these people that got arrested yesterday, wherever they were, they were protesting. Their bail, by the way, when they get arrested, not that it's been set by anything significant, it's not like it's a $20,000, $30,000 bail. But anyway, there's a bail fund for all these protesters, and it's paid for by the Tights Foundation. So let me just put that one out there. Well, there always seems to be operating in the background.
Well, I will say just a quick bit of levity here. Why can't their bail be $354 million or something? Yeah. You know, I mean, gee whiz. I mean, if we really want to go.
How many people missed their plane yesterday at O'Hare?
Yeah, that's true.
But going back to Trump, let me say it this way. I read Jared Kushner's book, and his is one of the books that I wanted very badly to read once he published it. And the backstories in there are really quite fascinating. And he was very kind to every person that was not kind to him or to the administration. He was very generous in his criticisms. But, you know, General Kelly had no use for Trump. General Milley had no use for Trump. And, you know, many others, so certainly those in CIA, certainly those in FBI. But I think if you start comparing some of the things that the questions that Trump asked, because he was not a federal government bureaucrat before he became president, he asked the unusual questions. He asked out-of-the-box questions. You know, he challenged pretty much everything from relationships in the Middle East under the Abraham Accords to how we operate with the census. To all things COVID, you know, so if you compare what Trump did accomplish as opposed to, which was all things that were certainly for the benefit of the country, as compared to what Biden is doing, I think that would be a very interesting debate and discussion. You know, to make those comparisons.
Oh yeah, big time.
You know, he wanted to certainly with all the George Floyd stuff that was going on, he wanted to send in the National Guard to protect these cities. You know, we had the whole CHOP thing in Seattle and Portland, Tacoma. You know, all the murders that were going on in Chicago. Remember that one and Lori Lightfoot? You know, she didn't want any part of federal assistance, and you know he worked pretty hard to deal with those things, and the resistance was nuts. Now there's no resistance, and look where we are. It's right. Much worse. We're clearly not better off.
No, we're not. In fact, there was a story I mentioned just a little while ago, and that is even in California. Here's the headline. Californians are buying up guns after Border Patrol starts dumping thousands of migrants on the streets. You know, in other words, people are concerned because security is certainly just not even an issue for this administration.
On my own radio show, you know, I interview lots of authors. And I'm not trying to sell a book. You know, I interview them because they do the work on whatever topic their book is about. You know, they do the research. And some of them, I say, you know, what are we building here in the United States anymore? What advances are we really making outside of the tech industry, you know, with software and EVs and that kind of technology? I mean, are we improving roads and bridges? Are we building more Hoover Dam kind of thing? What are we really doing? And I think Trump wanted to do that. But this administration, it's destroying everything.
You got that right. Well said. Denise Simon, stay right there. We're coming up. Bottom of the hour, everybody. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Sipping in the slide, beeping in the high. All right. Bottom of the hour segment is here, is upon us in hour number three. We're glad to be with you this morning, everybody. Hope that whatever you're doing out there is going smooth. And part of our job, part of our charge, part of our duty is, of course, to help you get through the morning. And hopefully it goes a little bit faster as a result of all that. Because we're talking about stuff here on this program that I don't think you're hearing so much in other places. So we're very glad about that. And once again, we're glad you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's head right over to the telephone lines. We got some lines lighting up here this morning, and that's always good. Let's take here to line number one. We got Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob may or may not have a question or comment for you, but I think he does. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Well, this is to satisfy a lot of people's curiosity that was generated by you about the moon, okay?
Okay.
The moon was created by a planet that struck the Earth. Solar radiation is a big hazard on the moon, and they have to have special shelters. This is not an easy place to inhabit. Micrometeorites constantly hit the moon and are a danger. Meteorites make a dust called regolith, which cling to spacesuits and is so abrasive that it ate away the layers of the spacesuit boots, destroy the vacuum seals, and they drag it in every time they come in because it clings by static radiation. And if you breathe it, it causes lung damage. Okay, on a more serious note, will the Trump trial, if they convict him, help? I think it will help the down ballots. In other words, the congressional and Senate races and stuff like that. What do you think, Denise?
Good question. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
I agree with that. Yes. I saw yesterday that 88% of the Republicans in the state of Florida are for DeSantis. 88%.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? That tells you that he's built a government going all the way down the line, including down ballots, with like-minded politicians from mayors and commissioners and, you know, those kinds of things that, you know, the only thing that I think that may hurt DeSantis is the cost of insurance, homeowners insurance, which in the state of Florida is ridiculous. It is every place else, but I think that's the biggest complaint. But and it says that these other states, if they're absolutely paying any kind of attention, including those with Republican governors, should really be paying attention. Especially, you know, in the discussions they have with the Republican Governors Association. Let's, you know, again, I believe in federalism. And I know Aaron from Colorado asks a lot about the abortion issue. Well, it should be at the state level. What, you know, when it comes to the death penalty, that's at the state level. You see what I'm saying? But nobody complains about that one.
Right. Indeed. Well, great question, Beck, Em, and Bob. We appreciate the call. Let's head over to Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning. Neil, you're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
I have an observation and then a question. We're witnessing anti-Israel protests throughout the Fruited Plain today. New York, L.A., mm-hmm. San Francisco, Chicago. My point is this. This movement seems to be gaining and picking up momentum. My question is, will Jewish Americans continue to go in there and vote for Biden? Mm-hmm. You know, they don't vote issues. They just vote Democrat.
Safety. Mm-hmm.
Basically, 99% Democrat. They talk about issues, but they do not deviate from how they cast their vote. Do you have an opinion on that?
Good question. Good question. What do you think, Denise?
I do, and I think that that whole paradigm shift is happening there. A lot of people don't know this, and I was introduced to this back in Atlanta in 1978 or so. That there are Jewish enclaves that a lot of people don't even know that necessarily exist. But these enclaves in these big cities are really Jewish neighborhoods. Street after street are all Jewish. And the elders or the Jewish leaders, they have a very silent militia, if you will, that they have built where they have things that are stored for their own safety, and that they practice and they train for, you know, whatever may come to them. And I think now, especially, it's happening even more.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, they have a community watch group that are like, you know, non-police civilian type of patrol organization.
Yep.
Let me move on. I have another quick question.
Yeah, real quick, because we have one other caller.
On Newsmax, RFK said he was asked by Trump associates to run as vice president. Mm-hmm. I would be, like, that would be so sensational. That would be huge. That would be awesome at this particular moment in American history. They would be a unifying force, I believe. And, you know, the current divide that's taking place.
Good question. Well, Denise, there would have to be a lot of fence mending that would go on there, I would think. But I saw that same thing, Neil, and you're right. That would be pretty momentous. What do you think, Denise?
I saw that RFK turned the offer down, if the offer happened, because there are those in the Trump camp that said that it never happened. There may have been a staff person or somebody in a political action committee. We don't know who, if it did happen, breached that question or broached that question or introduced that question or offer. But if you look real carefully, there's two or three things that we can agree with Robert Kennedy Jr., but the other 97 things we can't. So
yeah, well said. Well, I'll tell you what, thanks, Neil, so much for the call, for the question, and we're going to head over here. We got Anthony in Tampa is listening in this morning and has a question or a comment. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know why there's a Second Amendment? In case the government failed to do the first one. And again, that was a quote by the late, great Rush Limbaugh. Read into it what you will, but with the radical border crossing by illegals and the crimes they've committed and these numbskulls, these demoniacs who are pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, it's wise for people to start taking that Second Amendment in mind, because if the government doesn't do what they're supposed to do to protect the U.S. citizens, the citizenry is going to have to take it upon themselves to protect themselves. So read into it what you like, but it speaks loud what Rush Limbaugh said. So let's take it to heart, people. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. Yeah, great call. We appreciate it very much. Yeah, Denise, I mean, I think people are, I think the thrust of that is that, you know, people are concerned that, you know, they may have to, in other words, they don't feel safe the way that they should.
You know, if you look at some of these police cruisers on the side that they have printed on there, you know, to protect and serve or, you know, whatever. Well, it used to be the case. It used to be that people got arrested for something called disturbing the peace. Anybody remember that one? Disturbing the peace? Well, we don't have peace anywhere. We are now, we don't realize it, and it's hard for us to admit it, but we go out in public and we're always on guard.
Yeah.
That's not a way to live. And some places obviously are much worse than others. Much, much worse.
Well, what happens when women get punched in the face walking down the streets of New York?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, none of this is acceptable. This is so far gone, you know, that hopefully, I don't know how you put it back together again, but Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Once again, I think we've covered a lot of good ground. And so we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
Thanks.
Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. We've got Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll talk economy and much more. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun beating down.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back.
Just walking around.
And we're doing pretty good here on this Tuesday morning, I think. And we hope you think as well. We've got Chris Markowski, by the way, coming up right here. We've got Chris Markowski from WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website. You can go over there, find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and much, much more. And there's a lot happening. So I'm glad that he's here, because we got to figure some stuff out. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we've been watching oil, and one of the things that I saw earlier was that at least it seemed to stop climbing towards $100 a barrel. But of course, this is all predicated on there's been no retaliation yet from Israel against Iran, but it's always being very volatile. And some say that oil, that's the volatility is already kind of baked in to the oil market. What do you think?
Well, I mean, all of this information is already out there, so it's already baked in, to the price. Why we didn't really have any significant moves over the past few days, because, you know, everybody kind of knew what was coming, and it's already, led to the price that's already out there. Barring another, kind of out of nowhere black swan type of situation, I would think that things would probably trend in the same way that they have been. Don't know how Israel is going to attack. Don't even know if we already know that the Biden administration has lectured Ukraine in regards to its attacks on Russian energy infrastructure. I'm sure that Israel is getting a similar type of basically talking to, saying, hey, listen, make sure when you're going to attack to leave up the energy infrastructure out of that mix.
Very interesting indeed. And of course, we're all waiting to see. I mean, if there's a major assault, if they do attack those the oil facilities for Iran or impede that in some other way, that could have a significant effect. And certainly if they start hitting their nuclear sites, some are worried about that as well. That could change things a lot. But I'll ask you this, though, Chris. It looks like, according to an article that I saw earlier today, China's economy grew 5.3% in the first quarter, and they say that this is better than expected. And again, it's all official data, but I don't know. What do you think's happening in China right now?
Yeah, whenever China's data comes out, I always tell everyone, take it with not a grain of salt, take it with a big bag of salt, because you can't really trust the information that they're putting out there, never have. They had economic growth. Absolutely. Is it as strong as that they're putting it out? No, it's not. You can read into it. I think you can see what's happening on the ground, there with the stories that are coming out. A lot of this stuff is completely fabricated. Not to mention the fact that, a lot of it is government stimulated also.
Well, and of course, they have these major problems with the real estate issues that they have and so forth. I don't know that they can grow their way out of that without addressing those issues head on. But how would they even do that? I mean, they've got flats of apartments that are just, I don't think anybody will ever live in them.
Well, I agree. I mean, we have issues too with our commercial real estate. This is what happens when you get government planning. When the government is stepping in and going in and industrial policy, real estate policy, subsidizing certain industries. And it's also, you got to look into how they go about actually raising money there. As far as local municipalities and governments, they did so by, in essence, selling off real estate to developers and others, and that's how they generated their revenue. Enforcing a tendency to overbuild in all of these areas. And yeah, they have a lot of it that's going on. Not to mention the fact a lot of these companies that were involved are no longer. They haven't delivered on the homes that they were supposed to. And this is where the wealth is tied up in China. Not so much in their equity markets and their stock markets, but it's in the real estate that people own, and it's most certainly been devastating to them.
Well, indeed. I've also noticed that UPS looks like it's in Pennsylvania. They're getting ready to have a pretty big layoff of their workers. Some other companies appear to be following suit, or at least doing the same kind of thing. Is this a result of that they made a bad prediction as to the amount of packages, or is this due to the fact that people aren't buying as much, or what do you think?
Yeah, it might also have to do with the fact that that contract that they just signed too. So it's a bit of everything that's out there. Again, they had a massive contract. Everyone was kind of joking around about how much the drivers were getting paid, and that's all well and good, but. We said that there's going to be a pushback. I mean, businesses are going to pay people what they can afford to pay them. And when they can no longer do that, what are they going to do? They're going to lay people off. And, that's what we have going on right now. It's just going to have layoffs of some of these companies. And, we're seeing that across the board. But to continue to have layoffs in a lot of in the tech sector as well. I'm still dealing with the overcapacity that was added during the COVID years and surrounding that time in Tesla. And 10% of their workforce laying off. So, yeah, more to come when it comes to some of these things.
Well, you're right. You're right. And, unfortunately, I think people are getting a little bit, they have some trepidation about all this volatility that we seem to have day to day, and what's happening in the economy, and where companies are, and if they're going to continue to have to lay off people and so forth. I mean, it's unsettling, I'm sure. Something else that's unsettling as well is you've got some former auto execs, and they're really, you know, pushing this EV thing, that it's not such a good thing. And you and I love talking about this, because this seems to be such an obvious problem, and the government just doesn't get it.
Ford announced, was it last week, that their Lightning pickup truck, they reduced the price of that, and then it's like all the other stocks, you know, follow suit, Rivian, Lucid, as their stocks continue to tank based upon this. I mean, they're not making any money. They're losing a small fortune. For every single one of those Ford Lightnings that they sell, they're losing money. Every single one of those, Mustang Mach 4s, whatever they're called, they're losing money on those things. And, at some point in time, they're going to have to, fully push back on this. We're already seeing the shift from consumers looking to buy hybrids over, all EVs. And again, I get that. I understand that. My wife, we had to take our car in to be serviced, and we got a hybrid. I mean, even the hybrid that we got, if you plug it into a regular wall outlet, if you want to fully charge that battery, you got to do it overnight for 50 miles. And, which is fine, but it's got a gas engine in it. Trust the market. Go to Hertz's app or one of the websites out there for rental cars, and see which ones are the cheapest ones to rent at these rental places. It's an EV, because they can't, people don't want to drive them. They add up there on the lot. I mean, it's almost sometimes half the price, if not less, than a typical fossil fuel car.
And the one thing, especially if you're renting an EV and you're going to a city that you're not familiar with because you're there on a business trip or something, you don't even know your way around, and you got to go find charging stations in this thing. I mean, it's unfamiliar.
And they'll have them at the hotels, but it's the same thing. I experienced that. I was at a hotel. Oh, yeah, we got charging stations. I plunked the car in. I had to download the app, had to do all these things. And, it tells on my phone, your car will be charged in, 18 hours. I'm like, 18 hours? I'm like, oh, I need to use this thing. That's just crazy. And then I'm like, oh, and I got to go find where there's a supercharger somewhere. And I was like, never again. Learn my lesson.
Yeah, I think you and a lot of other people are testimonies to that. It's definitely, it's got to improve. I mean, I'm all for technology and I'm all for advancing and all this other stuff, but it's got to be usable and practical. Well, but Chris Markowski, thank you so much. The time really does fly. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. And it's always great talking with Chris. And we're going to come right back, folks, right after the top of the hour. Can you believe it? Can you believe hour number 3 is already flown by? So I'm going to say it. We're coming back after the top of the hour news, everybody. And hour number 3 is now in the books.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.